Life Audio. Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic takes a look at sexual temptation in Proverbs 5. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Five Lessons on Sexual Temptation from Proverbs 5 by Aaron D. Anthony Brown. Read by Leah Martin. Though the lips of the forbidden woman drip honey and her words are smoother than oil, in the end, she's as bitter as wormwood and as sharp as a double-edged sword. Proverbs 5, 3-4. Proverbs 6:27 asks, "Can a man embrace fire and his clothes not be burned?" The answer to this rhetorical question is obvious, and so is our innate desire for sin, especially the sexual kind. God intended for sex to be an act that honors spouses and honors Him, but much like other sins, mankind's creativity for wrongdoing knows no bounds. From billboards to social media to movies on the big screen or the device we keep right in our pocket, if you want to find sex, you don't have to look far. Young children access porn instantly online, while some adults even form groups with the sole purpose of fornicating. Our fleshly weakness may explain why there are various passages in Scripture that warn us about uncontrolled desire. One such place is Proverbs 5, where a father cautions his son about the forbidden woman. Today, his wise words can serve to enlighten and strengthen us all. Whether we're nearing temptation, have already given in, or we're seeking to remain strong, there's something each of us can learn from these five lessons on sexual temptation from Proverbs 5. 1. Establish boundaries. Proverbs 5, 1-2. Living in a world of sin, something we all need is boundaries. Unfortunately, many of us learn this after answering the call of temptation. Too many parents give their children unmitigated access to the internet, and too many adults refuse to limit their own access for fear of missing out. No boundaries is like a wide open door, an invitation for anything outside to come in. Know your limits and don't test them. Approaching your boundary is a sign that you're nearing a bad choice. 2, humanize that person. Proverbs 5, 5-6. The forbidden woman is a person just like you, just like me, and just like us. No one chooses to sell their body when they think there's a better way to make money. Only people who have been abused, molested, and broken from early childhood pursue prostitution as a legitimate way to work. The same goes for the woman appearing in a late-night movie. But when we humanize those people, we stop treating them like tools for our pleasure. They're people with emotions, goals, thoughts and struggles exactly like us. They have family, friends, and more. If we knew them, whether as a relative, a friend, an acquaintance, would we want them to engage in this behavior? 3. Flee. Proverbs 5:8. Possibly the most underrated advice when facing temptation is to run. Flee. Escape the fire before you get burned. Saying no to sin early on is like pulling out a seed from the ground. Uprooting a tree is a much more difficult task. 4. Know the consequences. Proverbs 5, 9 through 14. One reason we succumb to lust is that we either don't know or we ignore the consequences. The easiest way to resolve this issue is by ensuring that we not only know the consequences of our actions, but that we meditate on them. This is especially true if we're in seasons or places in life where temptation is higher. Knowing what possible bad outcome awaits can be sure motivation to just walk the straight path. 5. Enjoy marriage. Proverbs 5, 15 through 19. If marriage is a part of your life, then enjoy that blessing that God's given you. Realize that your spouse will never match up to lust. They'll never look like or act like or talk like those people we lust after. That's because your spouse is real. Honor and appreciate that realness. If you're single, pray to God for strength to remain chaste and for discernment as to where you can put your sexual energies. Sex is a want, not a need, but no one denies that libido exists. Find a way to put that energy towards serving your community, a hobby, anything positive that gets your mind off just sex. Intersecting faith and life. There is a reason that lust makes the list as one of the 7 deadly sins. Much of humanity has succumbed to the forbidden woman at one time or another, and just about all of us have heard her call. Whether we're talking about sirens from Greek mythology or Instagram models today, lust is always looming on the corner, beckoning whoever will listen. Those who answer are wasting time and themselves, chasing after an ever-fleeting high. Let's, as a church, choose to be different today. May we each stand firmly, soberly, and righteously against temptation. For further reading, explore Proverbs 6, 20 through 35, 2 Timothy 2, 22, or 1 Corinthians 6, 12 through 20. The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.